Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On London Edition, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday, we can hear our show and see our guest on Facebook. So please tune in live Monday, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1, and we will be there. Today, we have very, very unusually interesting show. Sometimes I'm bringing my guest back, and Natalia Matushik is one of the persons that I think is worth it to see over and over again, because she's our legal advisor. Natalia Matushik is former deputy district attorney, and also you have private practice, yes, in the areas of civil litigation, criminal defense, and professional license defense, yes?
Yes, and some family law as well. With respect to criminal defense, I must preface it that I only handle criminal defense in a limited capacity. If it's a misdemeanor or a low-level felony, I will be happy to take on a client like that. I'm not interested in defending hardcore criminals. I'm not built for that unless someone is innocent or overcharged. And I have a couple of cases like that, actually.
Wonderful. So how many years you are already practicing law?
Well, it's going to be 14 years.
Yeah, that's a long, long journey. So we have this very, very unusual time right now because of COVID, of course, and 19th. A lot of people, they don't even have idea how to approach any legal experts, if this is even possible. So my question would be, how has COVID-19 affected the court system?
It affected it greatly, to the point we probably don't have enough time on the show for me to explain to you how it has affected different courts differently. Because as you know, we have civil court, criminal court, family law court. One of my practice areas is professional license defense, which is handled by the administrative civil court, which is handled by the Office of Administrative Hearings. And believe it or not, this is the one area that I believe has not been affected the most. And I can give you some examples of hearings I've handled via Zoom or via telephone. And so those cases are still going on. But it has had a great impact on, in my opinion, criminal justice system. Because as you know, if you are a criminal defendant, you have your constitutional right to a speedy jury trial. Let's just take a very simple example of you get arrested for a DUI misdemeanor. If you're out of custody, you have the right, a constitutional right, to have a jury trial within 45 days of the time of your arraignment. I just handled a case in Marin County in Northern California remotely. I actually didn't even fly there. And I got the case dismissed because I told my client to not. I honestly thought she should not have been found, guilty of that specific offense given the facts and circumstances. But this is another example of how you can kind of take this COVID-19. Era to your advantage, but it has a huge impact on the criminal justice system. I have no idea how courts are going to handle all these cases in the next months and years to come, because if you're a criminal defendant, again, you have a right to a speedy jury trial. There was a case, a California Supreme Court case that came out that said basically the courts actually can tack on additional 90 days, but that's going to be an issue on appeal, very complicated. So criminal courts have been affected greatly. However, every single court has been affected. For instance, in family law court, if you are going through a divorce, you will not have your heard. You will not have your case heard anytime soon. The only cases right now, the only hearings that are heard in the family law court are something that is of an emergency. So, for instance, restraining orders are huge right now. So emergency restraining order hearings are taking place. You can file cases which you could not have a couple of months ago, but you won't have a hearing for a long time. I think the biggest impact of this, it's going to be an impact on every single facet of, legal system. But civil litigation is interesting because, you don't have a right to a speedy jury trial if you're suing somebody for money or vice versa. And it's going to be interesting to see how that's going to play out because we have only so many courtrooms, so many judges, and obviously once the courtrooms or the courts fully open up, the priority will be to try criminal cases, not civil cases. So all these civil cases will be, for the lack of a better word, standing in line. Anyway, go ahead.
That's a really, really bad news for so, so many people. We understand that, of course, the criminal cases are supposed to have priority. But like you said, a lot of people are in trouble. A lot of people were already pursuing their own legal issues with people. Now everything stopped and it's 6 months right now, going into 6 months. So the lines and the time, how I cannot even imagine. Thank you for Zoom, like we say, that we really do stuff like that. But
COVID-19 has changed how we do business. And I actually do believe in many respects, it has changed it in a positive way. So for instance, again, we don't have enough time to discuss the logistics of how courtroom, how court system works. But in civil, basically, even prior to COVID, a lot of appearances, especially in a very simple matter, like continuing case or having a simple motion, were always actually handled telephonically. It's called courtroom call. You just a court call. You just call in. I've made many appearances where I was the only one in the courtroom, and then every single other person was just calling in. So civil, in terms of making courtroom appearance, hasn't actually changed that much. It has changed in the sense that, those civil cases are not going to trial anytime soon. And we can talk about the financial implication of it maybe later on or maybe in another show. Family law, again, you won't see your day in court for a while. I think it's going to be interesting to see how criminal matters are taken care of. You know that a lot of people have been released from jail due to COVID-19.
I'm still on a street back, so I cannot imagine.
I just had my car broken into, but also logistically, like even if you walk into the courtroom, it looks so different. So I've made several online appearances, but I actually have physically been to courtrooms, and it's just like you're in a different world. Everything depending again on the courtroom or the courthouse, like Riverside criminal versus Riverside family versus downtown LA versus Pomona, it's just completely different. But obviously everyone's wearing a mask. The bailiff calls you in just one case at a time. There are, you know, all you have the 6 feet distancing, you've got, you know, plastic covers on the chairs. It's just I feel like I'm in a different world.
It's a really scary world out there. So I don't know, we cannot discourage people who have a right to be represented and just pursue their case. So again, we are thankful to have people like you, first, that you can even give us this insight into your industry right now. And we have you here, so any potential client can get in touch with you. So can you give us maybe your website and way how we can talk to you if we have a need for your advice?
Licenseadvocate.com. My email address is Natalia@licenseadvocate.com, and my phone number is 858-868-1812.
Wonderful. So yeah, you already told us a little bit about the potential travel that we have lawsuit pending, but so what can we expect if we have a lawsuit pending? What can we do? We just sit and wait in line?
Well, again, it depends on the type of a case, of course. You know, I think, you know, I do believe that this pandemic is going to go away. It's just a question of time. So, you know, like, for instance, I have a few personal injury cases where the purely contingency-based cases, meaning my client doesn't recover and doesn't get any money, doesn't recover any damages until the insurance company settles, or we take it to a jury trial, which obviously we will not be able to do for quite some time. However, you know, I'm thinking these insurance companies, these huge companies, they know these cases are not going to go away. So they will settle them because it's not like the world is coming to an end. At some point, everything will resume. And what would a law firm do that has, let's say, 1,000 cases? What? You just put all of these cases on the back burner? Like, I mean, they're not going away. So I think in the civil litigation arena, I think cases are kind of moving somewhat, granted a little at a slower pace. Criminal, again, I just had a case dismissed in Northern California because I put the DA's feet to the fire, basically saying, look, my client's innocent, let's take it to a jury trial. I'm okay with, you know, plexiglass and, you know, the logistics of how a jury trial is conducted right now in of itself is insane. You know, the judge is really far, everyone's wearing a mask, all the jurors, potential jurors, the seated jurors have to be spread out as far as distance. And it's just, I just don't see how the legal system can handle all these matters.
What about also clients' trust? Do you think potentially your potential clients or any people who have a need for to being represented in a court, do they feel the same way? Obviously, you are uncomfortable what's going on right now. But how about people who are looking to resolve the issue and now they see that they maybe are a little pushed away, they maybe are postponed, maybe they believe that they will take years to get one more step further? So
You're absolutely right about that, Ilona. You know, people, everyone's on the fence right now.
The first two months of COVID-19, they were tough. Everything was locked. But right now, things are moving slowly, but progressing.
But I think it's really, again, I think when you look at it numerically, those cases are not going away. We're awaiting a typhoon of cases. So I don't know how the court system is going to adapt to it, like just purely from a logistical and numerical standpoint, you know?
So in a way, who would be the best client for you to represent?
So that's a great question, Ilona. Thank you. So I don't like when somebody is a victim of any injustice. So my ideal client would be somebody who has been wronged by someone or a corporation. So let's just say a plaintiff who has been injured by, you know, by someone in one form or another. So definitely a personal injury case on the plaintiff side where this person has suffered injury or damage to their business, not due to the fault of their own. I'm at heart a plaintiff's attorney. I like to fight for people. I like to fight for justice. So that would definitely be an ideal client for me. I would feel very passionate pursuing a case like this. Another type of client would be a licensed professional. Again, we discussed it in other shows. Somebody who has a license issued by the, you know, by the Department of Consumer Affairs in California, who got in some sort of trouble either by an alleged misconduct on the job or perhaps, you know, getting arrested for a minor criminal offense, like a misdemeanor. And very often those cases are intertwined. So that would be a great client for me.
Wonderful, wonderful. So one more time, please give us your contact. This is never enough, and we'll be sure to, of course, write visually for people who can watch us on the Facebook. But people who are listening, please tell us one more time your website and your email.
My website is licenseadvocate.com, and my email is Natalia, N-A-T-A-L-I-A, at licenseadvocate.com. And my phone number is 858-868-1812.
Wonderful. And people who would love to hear maybe a little bit more about your practice, please listen to our previous interview, which you listed almost everything what you wanted in this interview when it comes to what is your practice about, who you would like to represent, and what type of businesses. Hey, we are your biggest fans, that's for sure. So thank you so much for coming on our show from time to time. And like I said, everybody would love to contact you. We are giving people your website, your phone number, your email in our show. And for today, thank you, Natalia Matusik, one more time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. So I'm hoping everybody already knows that I'm in London, not in LA anymore, but I will be back from time to time for sure between two continents. But I'm keeping very, very close contact with my dear friends and, of course, guests that are coming on a Zoom and they are talking to us. And we are feeling like we have them next to us in our living rooms. And that's what Zoom really did so beautifully for everybody. We really are feeling like the world become one because of the contact that we can have it. Today, not only Zoom brings us together, but my heart and my friend heart is together on this moment because Michelle Tyler, she is my dear, dear friend. And I hope our listeners and people who watch us on the Facebook remember that she's also coming on Accent On, I will say a lot, because I just love her music, love her band, and love our almost 16 years old friendship. So I think I'm very lucky to have Michelle and Bob, her beautiful husband, wonderful husband, in my life. So Michelle,
hello.
So much, but yes, I see your beautiful face here. So please, please tell us and introduce yourself to everybody one more time. people who maybe do not know you
okay.
and your band. So can you tell us a little bit about you as an artist and band leader?
Well, my name is Michelle Tyler, and I'm the lead singer and I guess de facto leader of Mirage, which is a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, and some other projects that we do, some cover stuff that we do that ranges everywhere from Beatles to Simon and Garfunkel to Green Day to Judy Collins and everything in between.
If somebody wants to talk to you, mm-hmm. Maybe on the Facebook, maybe it's private email or something. What can we give them? What type of contact is the best to reach Michelle?
Probably the best one to reach me is at info at miragetribute.com. And that is just our contact. It goes straight to me. And if somebody reaches out to me there, I'll write you back. I'm really good about it.
Wonderful. So let's the booking start from this moment on. And you tell me I will be your agent forever.
Okay.
All speaking and, about that. And please, I know that we'll be having hopefully a few songs and we'll be filling our show with the live performance and we'll be having beautiful Beatles songs. I cannot wait. I really cannot wait to put the show together. And thank you again, Natasha Mira.
Yay,
our show and performance show together for Acting on London Edition. And for today, I love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day in Los Angeles. And we have beautiful evening in London. So,
love again, you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye for today. Bye-bye.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get older, losing my hair many years from now. Would you still be sending me a valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
See, oh, next year for me. Okay, well, we'll have to meet here at the same time, same place, and do this for you. We got to do this song for our good friend Bruce Stein when he turned 64, and that was just like, what, like a week ago? No. I don't know. We're all getting older, you know. That's what Stevie says. You know, I'm getting older too. Okay.
Be older.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now Becky asked for this song. Oh, Bob, you're going to be 64 in 2 months. Well, maybe we'll do another.
Not me.
Not this Bob. No, Bob Becky.
But maybe. I'm pretty close to that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do another Beatles show, and we'll throw that in because that's such a fun song. It's a cute song, huh? We love that song. Well, this is one of our very favorites, and we're doing this for everybody out there. And, of course, this is just a wonderful song, so please enjoy.
One, two, three, four.
Somebody asked me if there was a PayPal. I thought, Bob, I thought you put a tag on the thing.
But I did.
Well, they don't see it. She doesn't see it.
Oh, I don't know how that works.
If anybody wants to donate anything at all, you can always go to paypal.com/, what is it, Bob?
My name, Bob Weitz.
BOB.com/BOBWEITZ,
all one word.
Yeah.
No spaces, no capitals.
We did put a link on here, but I don't know what happened.
It's on the title of the video somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, if you'd like to, you can. Otherwise, it's a free show. But keep in mind that very cheap $10 ticket to the Canyon Club, and I'll share a little secret with you, just in case.
Careful.
The band is going to make a whole $4. So... You must feel really sorry for us. You know, we all feel sorry for us. But so please come and so we can make $4 for you watching us do an hour and a half show. We'd really appreciate it. Oh, I sound so pathetic. Okay, here we go. Where are we? Oh, okay. Here's a dance song. Are you guys ready? Oh, you know what? Before we do this, you got to hold on 1 second because I have something else very special planned.
Okay, this is something I don't even know anything about.
Okay, I have to undo the bass part so Bob can talk to you for a second. Tell them something about where they can find us.
Where they can find us? Right here. We're at home. Entertain them with something, she says. Oh, isn't that adorable? Now she's getting strapped in.
Yeah.
Don't forget your safety belt.
Yep. Hang on. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, we can hear you.
Okay, because I can't hear anybody.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to get in tune.
All right.
It's a penchant of mine.
All right. Well, what would it be? How could you have a birthday party if you don't have a birthday cake, right? And I know that you guys are there and we're here. But,
so we're going to eat it, and you're going to watch us.
But we, in the spirit of your birthdays. Okay.
Oh, look.
Careful.
Well, there's yours.
Oh, this is a fire hazard.
Okay. And, here's mine.
Gee, I wonder if you could hear a flame. Can you hear it?
Okay. Mine won't light because I have a fan on me. All right, so now, Bob, you can set yours down, and we'll sing the very special happy birthday song. And
set mine down, she says.
Yeah, right. We didn't rehearse this part, okay, guys? I'm sorry, we didn't rehearse this part. This is not a part we rehearsed. Okay, so I wish you were here to have some of this. I know you love a piece of this cake. This is cheesecake, too, so it's serious. It's very serious. Okay, so now we're going to do a special birthday party, and anybody that's 64 should know the words to this. So if you're at home and you know the words, then you sing along, okay? Okay, here we go. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm going to bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. We're gonna have a party with my birthday cake. And when I do, a wish I'll make. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. We'll have some pie and sandwiches, chocolate ice cream too. We'll sing and play the day away. Just one thing I'm gonna do. I'll blow out the candle on my birthday cake. And when I do, a wish I'll make. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. Happy birthday to you, all of you. I'm another year old today. Woo! Okay.
Yes, okay, that's now. Right, Gene. It is Sheriff John.
Okay, so here we go. Since you're not here to blow out the cake, I'm going to count to three and just do like a virtual blow.
Can you do that online? I believe you can.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so ready? So, one, two, three.
Mine's out already.
Did you make a wish? Did you make a wish? I did. I made a big wish.
Okay.
That we could all be together and doing this in real time. Actually, we are in real time, but you know what I mean. Doing this live with...
Oh, that's good. That's cheesecake.
Look, I put mine down and he's already eating
it. Oh, I'm into it. You blow out a candle, it's all over, baby.
You know, you could eat it at the end of the show. How's that? How's that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, happy birthday, everybody. And we got a couple more songs here for you. So let's get the party started. The party's not over yet. Not over yet. So are you ready? Okay. My friends from Florida are here. Mike and Renee, Quinn. We got to get out to Florida. I hope you're okay in Florida. You know, everybody in Florida hears how bad California is, and everybody in California
here's how horrible Florida is, and you know.
Actually, neither one is horrible.
I don't know. Yeah.
A little wacky, a little kooky, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Becky says we can eat during the show.
Yeah, I just did. Thank you. All right.
All right.
Okay. What are we doing? Oh.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Ready?
Can't buy me love. Makes you feel alright. Get you anything, my friend. Makes you feel alright. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Get you all I got to give if you say you love me too. May not have a lot to give, but I got all good to you. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Everybody tell me so. Buy me love. Oh. No, 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 no. Say you don't need those diamond rings. I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Tell me that you want the kind of things money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Money can't buy me love, but it sure can buy me a lot of other things.
You can buy you cheesecake.
Yeah, I could buy me cheesecake, actually. Hey, how you guys doing out there? Let's see. Connie, how's your little kitty? Connie just got a new kitty. She got a tuxedo kitty named Piper.
Don't you think he's a little overdressed for this weather?
And you know what she told me? She told me that Piper was hyper. Because she's a tuxedo. I said, tuxedos are like that.
Oh, they always are.
Yeah, but that's what makes them so cool. So anyway, congratulations on your new baby. And let's see, we got a couple more songs here. Are you guys having a good time? We hope you are. And thanks again for joining us. Okay. What do we got here? Ah, another one of my favorite songs.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
One, 2, 3, 4.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. The girl that's driving me mad is going away. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket. She's got
I wish you could come down here and visit us too, Jim. That would be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. Okay, let's see. Ticket to Ride. Yeah, thank you, Bob. Thank you for buying a ticket to our show. Yeah, we're trying to, you know, get that out there. I know there's a lot of people pushing a lot of different shows, and I know virtual shows. It's kind of like the airlines when they say, you know, before you get off, and they always say, we know you've had many chances to fly everybody, so thank you for choosing us.
You have a lot of choices.
You have lots of choices, that's right. Oh, okay. I really wanted to do this one. I've always liked this one, and I think this is worthy of an earworm. You know what an earworm is, right? It's like when you hear something and it just stays in your head. You're just like singing it, you know. Da, 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 da. I wake up singing this song. Go to bed singing.
This song's worthy of a 12-string.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Yep.
Anytime at all. I'll be there to make you feel loved. If you're feeling sorry and sad, I really sympathize. Don't you feel sad, just call me tonight. Anytime at all. Faded away, I'll try to make it shine. There is nothing I won't do. If you need a shoulder to cry on, I hope it will be mine. Don't you feel sad, 'cause I'll come to you. Anytime at all. Song, isn't it?
I love that one.
Little AM songs, right? I mean, boom, boom, you know? Beatles just, you know, they had over 200 and something songs. What is it, 271 or 217? I don't know. My dyslexia kicks in about that time. Okay, well, you know what, kids? I think we have time for one more song. And once again, happy birthday to all of the birthday people and all the anniversary people. And just to all of our friends that continue to just hang out with us and be here. We really appreciate it. And yeah, it was snappy. That's right, Julie. It's a snappy little tune. Yep. This one is, it's not so snappy. This one is not very snappy, as a matter of fact. But we're going to end with this, end with one of the Beatles' larger songs. And anyway, thank you very much. We hope that I don't know when we'll do this again. We worked on this for a while. And
yeah, I went back to work, so that really put a crimp in my music.
Mm-hmm. Bob's
back to
work.
That's how that works.
Yeah, he's back at work, so we don't get to sit around and play like we always did. But thanks for hanging out, and I hope we see some of you on Thursday night. It is a subscription, so it's a $10 ticket, and you get an access code and a password. And then you can watch it on any device that you want to watch it on. And it's at 7 p.m. Pacific time, but you can also watch it in your time zone or up to a week later. And we're looking forward to that. So that'll be the next show. And that might be the only show that we do until we find a vaccine. So we hope you can catch it.
Catch the vaccine?
We hope you don't catch that. We hope you catch the show. Thank you for correcting. All right, here we go. very much. Happy birthday, birthday people. See? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you sometime in the future, hopefully Thursday night. Thanks a lot. Hi, Mark. Thank you. You got to get over here and play some of this music with us. Okay? Okay. Thanks a lot. Bob's going to close it down.
No,
Becky, happy birthday.
Cake is what I'm going to do.
Oh, he's going to eat cake. They don't want to watch us eat cake.
Okay. Let them eat.
No, no. They don't want to watch us. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.